top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Friday, August 31st, 2018. I am your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. DFP leader Kent Vital calls on citizens to observe the realities of the economic disposition here in Dominica. Caribbean food innovations now recognized in Paris. And Argentina raises rates as peso plummets. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, DCP Successors Limited, and Fast Cash. More details right after this.
Courts Ashley Clarence sale is now on. We're making room for the new with amazing savings of up to 30% off. Plus, when you shop with Ready Finance, you pay nothing for 30 days. Don't miss the Courts Ashley Furniture Clearance event. Valid while stocks last. Courts, bringing value home.
In your will cocoa. I'm talking about the Better Blue soap, the sweetest smelling laundry soap you can find. Iris DDP, say pa Better Blue, bring it back. Idi, I don't know why DCP not making a soap powder with it, so I'm making my own soap powder. I got Better Blue soap, crush it fine, and into the machine it goes. Saka decalitation makes your white whiter. Adam Munkaji Sevi for pimples, Adam Pubei because of the quality. Iliofadi, Better Blue soap is my tight friend. So wash the Better Blue. All your dirty clothes, nothing ababwa, funky. Folk, stubborn color shimmies, but wash it up Better Blue. Made locally coded DCP. The result, the original blue soap. It have an enough different one pays Caribla. Who sat up in tout supermarket. It's available wholesale or retail. Pani points up visibly. Get it for Better Blue because everyone deserves better.
Made locally by DCP Successors and available island wide.
Hello, summer. Are you all set to play mass, go camping, or on that dream vacation? These activities can go by in a flash, and so can the money you have. Then that's when it hits you that you need to prepare for back to school. Don't wait until the bell rings. Prepare now by getting a back-to-school loan from Fast Cash for up to $15,000. Plus, every week you can win backpacks filled with school supplies. Let's get a good jump start on the new school year by playing it smart with a Fast Cash back-to-school loan. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news this afternoon. United Workers Party candidate for the Mau constituency, Felix Thomas, has given an update on the current housing and economic state of the Mau constituency. Thomas told media on Thursday there is room for improvement of the housing and economic conditions in that area. He also pointed out that residents are voicing concerns of political victimization and treating situations.
We are back in the hurricane season, and that's the time when it's the busiest in terms of the hurricane season. Look, we saw this week the weather report hasn't been too good, and there are still persons on the tarpaulins and their roofs uncovered and still in that constituency. And we know that the cry for doing things right is loud as to are you being targeted or is somebody trying to tell you they're doing something, is they that doing it? So for instance, the parrot might say, look, I'm doing that for you, when it's not he that's doing anything for anybody, or whoever is the elected parrot. We have been in a disaster situation, hit by a Category 5 storm, right? And we really get aid and help from foreign donors and so on. So it's not the government of Dominica or the Labour Party who is coming to do anything for anybody. People need to understand that. People are afraid to speak out their mind, and they see things going wrongly and they're afraid to say it. Some people feel that if they shut up, if they don't say what is going on or how things should go on, then they'll be victimized. And it is sad. It is sad.
These are the statements of UWP candidate for the Mau constituency, Felix Thomas, speaking at a conference recently held in Mau. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is calling on all Dominicans to refrain from engaging in crime and violence. The Prime Minister is also encouraging citizens to play a role in significantly reducing crime here in Dominica.
And we must send a clear message to people who are involved in drugs. You must cease and desist from engaging yourself in these illegal activities. Where there's drugs, there will be guns. And where there will be guns, there will be violence and killings. And it behoves all of us in Dominica. All of us must play our part in ensuring that we bring, ensure that we have peace and tranquility in our country. We've made it clear to the police that it must carry out its mandate and to ensure that it can bring a sense of peace of mind to every citizen and resident in Dominica. But I give you the assurance that this government will not allow and tolerate any such activities going on in Dominica. We'll be firm and resolute in ensuring that we wipe out this lawlessness that is permeated in our society. But it will require the commitment and the role of every citizen and resident in Dominica, because crime and violence are societal issues, and therefore it requires the whole society playing its part in bringing a sense of peace and tranquility in our country. But the government is committed to this, and we provided all the resources. All the resources they require, they have it, and as Minister of Finance, I'm committed. Once the chief says to me he needs this, I shall provide it to him to ensure he has all of the resources required to carry out his mandate and that of the police of Dominica.
Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Pastor Randy Rodney speaks out on the issue of gun violence here in Dominica. Recently, the amount of young lives being lost to gun violence has become a serious concern to many here on the island. Rodney, who is the president of the Evangelical Association here, says that we need to act on this issue before it gets out of hand. He says that this is something that can't be pushed to the side, but needs to be faced.
People who have illegal weapons, even if you have an amnesty where they can bring it to the armory, they're not going to do that. And they will not do that because they fear reprisals. And even if you say they would not be charged at the time, obviously somebody's brain is going to tell them, if I take it to the police and the police is responsible for looking at me and charging me, they're going to be looking at me, their eyes are going to be on me, right? So if you have an amnesty, a genuine amnesty, you must have a middle person whom you trust, who these people have confidence will not reveal their names and nature and so on. The question of men killing men is something that the nation must sit back to look at. And whether it is territory related or it is a simple matter of not being able to resolve conflicts, they are both importantly or sufficiently important for us to pay some attention to it. Our men don't know how to converse with other people, far less other men. So that if you find two men who are short on language in terms of their ability to communicate effectively, then it's going to always end up in a row, which now that row speaks with guns.
President of the Evangelical Association here in Dominica, Pastor Randy Rodney. In more news, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital, says that we as a country need to look at the realities of the economic disposition here. He says that progress is at a slow pace and it does not look too affluent. As a result of this, we need to hold this government accountable, he says, and not reward poor governance with re-elections to continue this trend of slow development.
Our economy is declining under this government. Tourism is not doing well. Agriculture is not doing well. Yes, we had lost banana access for a while now, but there has been nothing substantial to replace bananas or to run with agriculture. On top of that, tourism has not mushroomed. Little things here and there, but hasn't really kicked off the ground. And then the one thing that we did that brought a lot of life and activity to Dominica, the economy of Dominica, was the Ross, the offshore medical school that many other countries who started after us are now embracing and are getting ahead of us. And we, in turn, now are losing, although we were a front runner, we are losing. We will hold this government accountable. The people of Dominica will not forget that they are to be held accountable for bad governance. And you don't reward bad governance by re-electing a government. You have to remove the government. You cannot trust this government after 18 years and the kind of results that they bring. Cannot trust them with another 5 years to fix it.
The DFP leader advises citizens to vote with a conscience and for the future prosperity of Dominica.
Cannot be so glued to a political party. We have to begin to vote based on our conscience. We have to begin to vote based on the results that they have brought to us. It's not enough to give people $500 to pay their bills. That's not enough. But to grow the economy, to strengthen the economy, so we will not, we'll hold them accountable. There has been a massive failure of this government in economic planning. And this is where it has brought us. The arrogance, the lack of integrity, the lack of proper planning. This is where it has brought us. We'll hold them accountable and we'll not give them another chance to lead.
These are the statements of the leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says any amendments to the Election Act, which will see Dominicans abroad being re-registered out of Dominica, is cause for concern. Parliament is expected to reconvene next month in or to debate amendments to the Elections Act.
The easiest way, to be fair, and to avoid disenfranchising people who would wish to be registered is to simply provide that all confirmations must be done in the Commonwealth of Dominica. So that if you're living overseas and you have that abiding, long-standing, deep, sincere interest in the electoral affairs of the country, and you are no longer qualified to vote, then you must re-register or you must confirm your interest in continuing as an elector using the provisions that are established in law. What this legislation now is seeking to do is to give the Labour Party the legal authority to go overseas and keep on the register names of people that these registering officers may have seen who have been out of Dominica for more than 5 years, entitled to vote but disqualified from voting until they re-register using the process in law. And now, through this confirmation that will be taking place overseas, they can just be allowed to continue, even though they have not visited Dominica in 5 years, even though they have not returned to the country, their names can be just confirmed on the new register. And we're saying that could not be the intention of the original legislation and the framework of the Constitution.
Opposition leader here in Dominica, Lennox Linton. Two Caribbean companies have been selected as finalists in the SIAL Innovation Awards, or SIAL Innovation Awards 2018 in Paris, France, for their product innovation. They are Caribbean Cure Limited of Trinidad and Tobago and Naledo Belize Limited. SIAL is regarded as the world's largest food innovation exhibition and hosts the SIAL Innovation Awards each year to recognize those who help to shape what we eat both today and tomorrow, taking place in Paris from October 21st to the 25th, 2018. The Caribbean Export Development Agency, Caribbean Export, in collaboration with the European Union, is supporting 12 food and beverage producers to participate at SIAL under the Caribbean Kitchen banner. Of the 12 companies, Caribbean Cure and Naledo's participation has already started to draw attention given their shortlisting for a SIAL Innovation Award for their dynamic and creative product offerings. In more news, the value of Argentina's peso continued to fall on Thursday, plunging by more than 13% after a 7% drop a day earlier. The decline came despite the central bank's effort to stabilize the currency by raising a key interest rate to 60%. The bank said Thursday's rate hike from 45% to 60% was a response to the foreign exchange rate situation and the risk of greater inflation. It had already increased interest rates four times since April, most recently on 13th August 2018. The rate rises were prompted by the sudden weakening of the peso in April 2018 as a drought hurt farm exports, energy prices climbed, and a stronger dollar led investors to pool funds from emerging markets. The situation prompted President Mauricio Macri to seek funds from the International Monetary Fund in May 2018. At that time, he cast the request as a precautionary measure, but the economic turmoil has continued. Well, that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. DFP leader Kent Vital calls on citizens to observe the realities of the economic disposition here. Caribbean food innovations have been recognized in Paris, and Argentina has decided to increase its rates as peso plummets. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, DCP Successors Limited, and of course, Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Richie Farrell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where...